How could you achieve greater value from your leadership development efforts? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to expand your thinking over what's possible through the development of your leaders. Now, I'm showing you here an artistic rendition of an iceberg. Now, you and I both know that when you look at the part of the iceberg that sticks out above the water, really it's just a small portion of the whole mass of the iceberg. And if we put supervisor training at the top, we might think that that is all we need to affect change. So the winds, of course, blow and we do different initiatives, but if all it is supervisory training, that iceberg really isn't going to shift its path. Why? Because most of the mass of the iceberg is at its base. And that iceberg is going to move in the direction of its base, no matter what we do at the surface. And of course, supervisor training, when you check out all sorts of different courses, you're going to see that a lot of the bullet points look the same. So what really does make the difference? At that point, it's viewing it purely transactional, and many organizations will buy the cheapest form of training that they can get their hands on. And they think, you know, doing at least something is better than doing nothing. It's very transactional. What if you were to go below the line and move from being transactional to at least being transitional? In that case, the outcomes that most people want, and certainly what we deliver at Frontline Leadership, is we want to deliver three things. The first is demonstrated behaviors. It's the number one thing clients expect from us is that after the training, their frontline leaders will be able to show and put into action some of the skills that we're teaching them in the course. It should be a baseline requirement of any leadership program. We deliver on that consistently. The next outcome most organizations are looking for is some form of quantified impact. It makes sense if people are using new behaviors that we should start to see some measurable differences in productivity, quality, team member engagement. Even the culture scores in your organization should rise, and if all goes well, the overall operational efficiency and profitability should increase. We quantify those behaviors and the behavior change and the impact that they're having using a proprietary Leaderlytics system. Now, the third outcome that most organizations want but aren't sure how to achieve is sustained change. They don't want to see a flavor of the month type program. They want to see something that gets baked into the culture of the organization that improves their leaders at every level to deliver excellence. And yet, as I mentioned, we're still transitional at this mode. Because when you really think about it, it isn't even just the training. It isn't whether the skills get demonstrated or that we can measure the impact or even sustain that over a period of time. What most organizations really want and they really need is something called leadership beyond supervision. You might say leadership beyond supervision. Yes. We have to go to the deepest possible value that you can drive by building the skills up of your leaders. And that means leadership beyond supervision. It means having a tried, field-tested process to create a leadership engine inside your organization, to drive operational excellence and sustain that over time, to create the desire for future leaders to step up into leadership roles. That's what we do using our frontline leadership system and our leadership success model. And if you're interested in finding out more about that, we'd encourage you to reach out to us on our website at uniquedevelopment.com and start a conversation about how your organization can go from simply thinking about supervisory training to driving towards leadership beyond supervision.